Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is September 25th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens for this week. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally high on September 25th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 25 points. On September 22nd, the BSE Sensex was down 221 points at 66,009, while Nifty 50 fell 68 points to 19,674 and formed a bearish candlestick pattern with minor upper shadow on the daily charts, indicating selling at higher levels. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,656 followed by 19,623 and 19,569. On the higher side, 19,764 can be immediate resistance followed by 19,779 and 19,851. Moving on to international markets, US markets. US stocks retreated on Friday, concluding what has been a tough week for the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 0.31% to close at 33,963, the S&P 500 shed 0.23% to 4,320, and the Nasdaq Composite slid 0.09% to 13,211. Ford ended the day up 1.9% after the sources told CNBC that the auto giant was making progress in negotiations with the striking United Autos Workers Union. Stellantis also traded slightly higher while General Motors finished lower. Friday's slid marked the fourth straight day of losses for the three major indices. The losing streak came as investors reacted to the signal from Federal Reserve that it intended to keep the interest rates higher for longer. The S&P 500 and technology-heavy Nasdaq Composite have dropped 2.9% and 3.6% this week, respectively. That marked the third straight negative week and worst weekly performance since March for each. The blue-chip Dow slid 1.9% on the week. Bond yields surged after the central bank forecasted one more rate hike for 2023. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield popped to its highest level since 2007 this week. Meanwhile, the two-year rate touched its highest level since 2006. Asian markets. Asia-specific markets are mixed as investors look towards inflation data from across the nation this week. Singapore and Australia are expected to report inflation figures for August this week, while Japan will release inflation data for Tokyo region. The capital region's inflation data is seen as a leading indicator of nationwide trends. In Australia, the futures for the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.45% to start the week. In contrast, Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed 0.24% and the TOPIX was up 0.16%, rebounding from the losses last week. South Korea's KOSPI slid 0.24% and the KOSDAQ slid 0.94%, extending the losses from the week before. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 18,040, pointing to a weaker open compared to HSI's close of 18,057. Oil prices. Oil prices held steady on Friday but closed the week lower on profit-taking and as markets weighed supply concerns stemming from Russia's fuel export ban against demand woes from future rate hikes. Brent futures settled 3 cents lower at $93.27 a barrel. It fell 0.3% in the week, breaking a 3-week streak of gains. U.S. West Texas Intermediate Crude Futures rose 40 cents or 0.5% to $90.03 a barrel as U.S. oil rig counts fell. The benchmark fell 0.03% for the week, the first decline in 4 weeks. Investors are anticipating a slack in demand coming on to October as refineries go into maintenance and as higher interest rates is going to further pressure markets, said Dennis Kresler, Senior Vice President of Trading at BOK Financial, adding that there was also some profit taking. The contracts have rallied more than 10% in the previous 3 weeks on concerns about tight supply. Dollar index. The dollar index traded 0.21% higher in futures at 105.58, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.10. This week, IPO rush continues with 18 public issues worth ₹4,000 crore set to open. The flow of the initial public offerings on the Lal Street will be strong this week too, starting today, September 25th, as ₹4,000 crore worth of IPOs by 18 companies will be opening for subscription, including 4 in the main board segment. There are 5 ongoing issues. Amongst big names, the IPO of the port-related infra company JSW Infrastructure, the first IPO from the JSW Group, will be opening on September 25th. The public issue aims to raise ₹2,800 crore at upper end of the price band at ₹113 to ₹119 per share. In other news, Pune-headquartered NBFC Bajaj Finance is gearing up for big bank fundraising between $800 million to $1 billion via QIP or preferential issue route, with 4 investment banks shortlisted for the proposed deal. JM Financial, Citi, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America Securities have been mandated by Bajaj Finance.
Moving on to stocks in focus. State Bank of India. The country's largest lender has raised rupees 10,000 crore at a coupon rate of 7.49% through its fourth infrastructure bond issuance. The investors were across provident funds, pension funds, insurance companies, mutual funds, corporates, etc. The proceeds of the bonds will be used in enhancing long-term resources for funding infrastructure and the affordable housing segment. JSW Steel. The company has executed the termination agreement with the National Steel Holding NSHL for termination of the joint venture agreement for establishing scrap shredding facilities in India and securities purchase agreement with NSHL to purchase its 50% stake in NSL Green Recycling. Post the transaction, NSL will become a wholly owned subsidiary of JSW Steel. Sri Renuka Sugars. The sugar company has received board approval for entering into bidding agreements to acquire Anamika Sugar Mills for Rs. 235 crore to establish presence in Uttar Pradesh. Further, it will also infuse up to Rs. 110 crore in Anamika through equity shares for redemption of 100% of its outstanding cumulative redeemable preference shares issued by Anamika. Webber Global. Subsidiary shop TCG UK Limited has successfully executed an asset sale agreement to acquire assets of Ideal World, a tele-shopping brand in the United Kingdom. With this agreement, shop TCJ will acquire the Ideal World's IP rights, broadcasting rights, studio equipment, along with other intangible assets. This transaction will be funded through internal accruals. Reliance Industries. Subsidiary Reliance Retail Ventures has received subscription amount of Rs. 2,000 crore from Asylum Asia Holdings Private Limited, KKR, and allotted approximately 1 crore 71 lakhs equity shares to KKR. Delta Corp. The casino chain has received an intimation from the Director General of GST Intelligence, Hyderabad, for payment of alleged tax liability of 11,000 crore along with interest and penalty from July 2017 to March 2022. Further, if the company fails to do so, the show cause notice will be issued to the company. The amount claimed in the DG notice is based on the gross bet value of all the games played at casinos during the relevant period. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Rajesh Palvia, Senior Vice President and Head of Technicals and Derivatives at Axis Securities, giving his insights on the technical outlook for this week. Let's listen in.
Nifty has lost almost 2.5% for the week, and now Nifty slipped below to 20-day moving average. On the derivative data front also, we have seen that, you know, Nifty has broken its 19,700 put base concentration. So most of the put writers have shifted their position on the lower strikes. So major now put concentration exists at 19,500. So that area is likely to act as a major and critical support area for the coming week. On the other hand, 19,800-900 are having major call concentration area. So until Nifty not able to cross above 19,900 mark, there won't be any short covering action we can expect in the market. So only above 19,900 we can see some short covering in the market. So to play this data setup, we are still having a negative view, as the most of the indicators on the near-term basis are showing weakness. None of the sectors are showing leadership at this moment. Most of the large cap space, broader market have shown liquidation throughout the week. So that may continue furthermore in the coming week, and maybe possibly Nifty may face some more selling pressure in the continuation of this down move. So sell on rise is the strategy until the Nifty not crosses above 19,900. On the downside, we are projecting target of 19,550 and 19,500, where we'll book our profit. So for Nifty to play the this down move, we are initiating here that short straddle strategy to play for this monthly series. 19,700 strike, you can sell call and put. By writing this call and put, almost you will pocket around 190 rupees as a inflow of premium, and we are projecting target of this inflow of premium to shrink around 100 rupees to 70 rupees, where you can book profits. Your stop losses should be for this short straddle at 250 rupees to 260 rupees. So as we are expecting that, you know, some range bound activity is going to be there, maybe Nifty may remain in range of 19,500 to 19,800. So this strategy will give you some profit towards the expiry. Moving to the Bank Nifty has also shown a sharp cut in the previous week, almost 3.5% cut. Now Bank Nifty slipped below to 45,000 level also. Bank Nifty is showing that, you know, major put based concentration is at around 44,400, 44,200. So that area may act as a support area on the decline. On the other hand, 44,800, 45,000 are having major call concentration area. So for Bank Nifty, until Bank Nifty not crosses above 45,000 level, there won't be any kind of, you know, major short covering would be there in the Bank Nifty. So sell on rise is the strategy until the Bank Nifty is trading below to 45,000 level. Even if we look at the PCR also is still at 9.96, so that also giving us that, you know, some more space is there, or some more space is there on the sell for the market to go down further from the current level. So both indices may witness some pressure in the coming week. On the sectors front, there is no as such major leadership was there in the on the sectors front. Most of the sectors have witnessed the supply pressure, but the PSU banks are looking very promising. Most of the PSU bank have shown good buying interest. So Canara Bank, Bank of Baroda, Punjab National Bank, these three banks one can look at on the buying side of trade. These stocks can show some bullishness. Even some power stocks like NTPC, Coal India is also looking promising. So one can look at these stocks also on the buying side. On the weakness, we have seen in the Indigo, Interglobe Aviation. So one can remain on the short side of trade. Even Alchem Lab is looking bearish, and where one can remain on the short side of trade. HDFC Bank is also looking weak at the current juncture. We may see further more pressure in the HDFC Bank. So these are all stocks one can look at for the coming week.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.